Shir Pei Gimel and Sukkah Aleph Iyar HaTov Shemim Aleph, May 5th, 1981, on Tuesday continue.
Subsequent act by one wife coming out first through the door will be turned retroactively. That when the sefer wrote, so it was for that woman, because after all, at that time it wasn't determined that this wife has to come out through the door first. Another wife could have come out through the door first. So it involved the shiloh bread. So Boma Goma says that even though the get is possible, but any woman who is divorced with this get is possibly kohen, because Reah HaGet is basically kohen. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that since we say a brere, so in Meire, if a woman, let's say, was divorced for this get, and then a year later, the husband, and he didn't give her another get, first he gave her this get, but this get had a shallow brere, and then he decided he'll keep that. He will not give them another head. But then he died. So then the Bechet's woman was saying she was okay. Because two Ebrele, but a Reah get there is, even though it's an Ebrele. But the Bechet says she is even with us okay. If after the get was given to one of these two wives, the husband died, so then she is allowed to marry again. She is considered no money, she is not considered a Grush in any way. Not even to have a Reah get. So, now, if we want, now, this Rabbi Yochanan could not, even the more want to say that Rabbi Yochanan is gerets in the Braise, Kolam in Mishneh, or Tzuin Kolam Islachit. So that means, even though Rabbi Yochanan says, Achen Shechol Kol Kuchasel, Eibreh, so over there, because there is no explicit stipulation that outsets of Eibreh, Mashenkin in the case of the Tzuin, where there is an explicit stipulation, so we say, Eibreh, so then the question would be, there still would be a conflict between this Rabbi Yochanan of his Gilsei of Kolam Islakeit, that he says Yesh Breve where there is an explicit stipulation, and Rabbi Yochanan's Mevre, that where we told the Sefer, Ksei Get Lishti Reize Shetetzi Bepesach Tfilo Agarish, and then wife number one, let's say, walked out to the door first, so Rabbi Yochanan says that she's not precious, and if the husband dies shortly afterwards, so then she's allowed to marry Kayan because he didn't have a Reah HaGet. So why? Because Abraham, but over there too, he stipulated in the very outset, Reize Shetetzi Bepesach Tfilo. So we see from that that Rabbi Yochanan holds Abraham, even if there is an explicit stipulation at the very outset. They, that have in the Chalka Katkos Chalio, and the English, where I get a part of the Pesel, we should be there, and we should go on the board, we should be there, we should be there, we כמעצת ובשקול הגט, תחיינו את רבי יחנן, אבו ימי מצליחי סי, מהיו ניקוחי סי, והבי שמיר מידע פחי מפייסו, ואיתם מגריש. ואיתי שלום לעלה ובאיתי שלום הגמרא מקספונצאו. So that goes back, relates back to what he says, וכן צורך לנו לימד, וכן צורך לנו לימד, יהיו תיקשה, בשמוע בשמוע, בסי בייצה, גם בשניים שלו פחות מסוימים בשביל זה. במקום השמוע, פחות מסוסי, המשמיעים בין פרירה, ופנר את משאור זה, אמרים לו נסקי, שמוע בגיטה, שחיד אליי, אם יום שיקט, הוא לא מסוימים. So we have to resolve to this text, because otherwise there is a stirrup, there is a conflict, between one member of the and other member of the one member of the is, that שניים שלו פחות מסוימים is awesome. Why? Why? Because in prayer. And the other member of Shmuel, that he was misaki, that he shirked Mabau, is very sick. And he doesn't want his wife to be spoken on the Hebrew, so he can give her a get out of Nai. And say, Im omus mechelen zeh yehget, im moya omus lo yehget. And if he dies from the sickness, so she's mechelen, she's not spoken on the Hebrew lechlitze. Im lechlitze. But, after all, at the time when he gave the get, it wasn't determined whether he'll recover from the sickness or he'll die from the sickness. So Shmuel holds in that deal that yes, so why do you say Shnaim Shlok Kochovies Bishutves? So it's Yisrael, he's not allowed to go 4,000 tamo, let's say in the northern direction. So this is said at first that we can do that. Because by Shnaim Shlok Kochovies Bishutves, so there is no explicit stipulation at the very outset. So we say in there, Mashiach came by Yet Shribra, so he explicitly spells out, he knows Michael is in the Hegel, and then he died. So then we say, see, that the subsequent act can have retroactive effect, as long as it's in conformity to the explicit stipulation at the very outset. So this is what he said. So he says, no, we don't have to resort to that direct. We can give another terms. The English Rebbe, the holy diet, when Rabbi Nebrenner in Mie, the Chimayus Adi, the Heimish and the Major Kenneth Mishoze, the Inner Mish and the Eron, the Mishoah Akas Kenneth Mishoze, Shoisha Shom in the Rebels, who will say Kishalei Samir and Hukka Adomo, Shoisha Shom Akas, Hoysu, in other words, the Atukcho. Because the Gemore in Mishoze says that when one says, so that when one says, that when one says, that when one says, Harei Zegitich, Shoa Achas, Kedem Misosi, Imonus Mechelizeh, if he says that way. So, the Gemara says, it's stolen the Shiloh prayer. And if we say in prayer, so even though he died from the sickness, so she's not in precious. Because we say in prayer. So, that took shot. Rashi explains it, why does it have to be in the Shiloh prayer? Because since the time when he gave the get, he didn't know whether he is going to die or not. So maybe we cannot say, who are the Mafreya? Who are the Mafreya? So then the question is, how about every Tnai? How about every Tnai? So no Tnai with Me'achshav should be effective. No Tnai Me'achshav should be effective because in Renezo, Rashi says, every Tnai, every other Tnai, so let's say, so true, it's not Mivura whether he'll go to that place or he will not go to that place. But his intention is to go to that place. So maybe it's not over the Shiloh prayer. Mashe'inke, where the Knai is in something that is not in his hands. So there, it's over the Shiloh prayer. So that's Ashtik. Then Thesis mentions another pshat. The Tnai in general has nothing to do with prayer. Even if the Tnai is a kind of Tnai, that it's not Biode, so it still has nothing to do with prayer. Because Tnai is Tnai. That has nothing to do with prayer. Why does Harizekite Yeshua Haskim Musosi have to do with prayer? Because he told her that she should be gracious 1 hour before his death. Now, so that 1 hour before his death is never determined. It will be determined only an hour later can they call it second. Because if she is to become precious an hour before he dies, so when they get his hell, it's not determined. When will it be determined? An hour later. So that's why he doesn't do the child prayer. Some male, he says, so we can say this text. So that's only Shaiach if he says, how is it Peter Shahas in Misosi? But the Takone that Shmuel was Misaki, that the Shripura should say, Ze Gitech Meitzi Mechil Ze. So he is not. So that means he may see the Chalitzeh, he should be precious right now. So the moment of the Chalitz is determined. But the shiny is, will you recover from the sickness or not? So then he can say, he has nothing to do with prayer. He says, oh, if he's aiming that in Bishmoy, we come to King Kirish at Kuka Sanders. So the Rish Kolake, Vahida, I will be on the Kamashin of Zahra. So the more he's still in the shadow of prayer, Uvahim Komao, in the Wood, in Bokok, in the Wizba, and the Rabda of Nai, Mashma, the Mahaman, and the Rest of the prayer. Wie Thema, die Hoche mit Heisch von mir und Wiese, und für die Kabo Aachen, ich meine, aber da ist es nein, und muss ich ja auch hier ist, und ich sage, ich ja auch hier ist, aber ich kann es jetzt, die Leute ist ja abwendig, und vor allem, also mit Morgen, ich bin besonders, und so, ich warte mit sie sich von mir, die Dürren haben die Jagen, ich habe meine Sieger, die kommen, warte mit sie sich von mir, weil ich nicht mehr mehr, die die Mutter für die Wege, die man ist, ich will es dann nicht mehr mehr. So, die nicht mehr sehe es, da war da, ich stein, wenn ich sie, ich ja auch hier ist. Let's say, Ruben, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi. So Ruben was married to Rachel. Shimon was married to Levi. And then, and Levi, Ruben, were not married to Achilles. And then, Ruben and Shimon died. So Rachel and Levi both became skukes, Levi, and Chlitze. So David Mishnah says, so Levi and all Yehudi can only be Chilitz, Rachel or Levi. They cannot be Yahweh. So, one mother explains the Talmud Princess Yosiki. If we say Yosiki, so that means, if let's say now Rochel and Leah are two sisters, and they are both skukos to Levi and Yud. So if we say Yosiki on a board, Achei skukose is considered like Achei Sishe. How can it be Yad? With the Rabbono, it's like Achei Sishe, Achei skukose. But if we say Enzike, so Mele, if with the Rabbono, Achei skukose is not considered as Achim Sishkei, so why is Chitzis when he's Yavnitz? So the Gemara explains it, according to Magoma Enzike, so the explanation of the Mishneh, of the Meir, is because Hashim on this, Mishneh is not a sister Meir, so Yachim Sheish, Dilbo Adiyad Mechav, Mayim Sido, because of Vau Mitzvah Sivon. In other words, maybe let's say, Levi, if Levi will be allowed to be Miyam, will be Miyam Rochel. So then, and Yehuda will die. So then, he will not be able to be Miyam. He will not. So no one will be able, so he himself will certainly not be able to be Miyam Leah, because Leah will be Achaz Ishte. And Yehuda died. So, and we are Heshish, maybe Yehuda will die. So, the Mele, if Yehuda will die, so then there is no one else. So, there will be a bit of Mitzvah Sivon. So, in other words, so the Mele is Heshish. Maybe the Lord, soon after the ladies, Yadav Rochel, so Yehuda will die. So, his Heshish will miss. You know, Yadav Chal, why is he not? He's not with Yoni. Weil nicht der Meer, die Bucher für die Limones, ich habe das nicht der Meer, wie ich rede, aber ich komme auch mit. So, now here, so he says, so this discussion is, die Hoche, wo ich heilig von mir und Nisse. In other words, he is not heilig mit Nisse. And der Meer ist richtig von Nisse. Wie ich rede, aber ich komme auch mit Hashim und so Nisse. Du hast Hashim, da Hashim und Lachetz. שני יד מלאכס. פעם שמעתי מה שני, זמן בו מלאכה יצאו מיד, וחשינון שני יום מפאי, עד שני יום בזמן בוי, לא יחשינון, כי בקי אז אני יוח. So in words, the mayor here is not fishish in his short time. But over there, let's say, Yehuda might still be very young. So until he is able to be young, later, until Yehuda is able to marry, so you know, a long time might elapse. And within the time, so there is we have to change, maybe Yehuda will die. So in other words, the mayor is not change for me saying it's Mamu, for it's Mamu is change. For the Khaish of the Yamishan is Mamu in the Quagay, because that's the chance we can go by the Yam Hell to the Hashish Kayan. But by the way, because the Shaman is the Shaman Yoms, the Sublish by the Shaman Yom is Gabay, the Mashman Kiba by the Abe, the Shema, by the Dami, the Quagay, the Shaman Shaman is Mamu Ubo, the Shaman Yom is without the man, because Hobbes says that there is a difference between Shaman Yom and Shaman Yom. Shemo Yom, Shemo Meis, Loi Hashem. which are Yom Hashanah. But Abaye appears to agree with Rabbi that if we are Hashish, we Yomus, so we are Hashish also. Because Abaye, as the Kashi, is still as to is still between two Mishnahs. And the Mishnah, he says, and we took the Shia wasn't going to the Hashish. Maybe within the 2 years that he spent on the road by coming from the Ibn Salam, maybe the husband died already. So now he cannot give the gift to his wife. So the wife should be spoken on the Ibn Khitze. He don't have to be Hashish. So we see from this Mishneh that we are not Hashish in this. But then there is another Mishneh that if a Kayan is married, and then the Kayan goes on Ibn Salam, so his wife is not allowed to eat at war. Why? Because he is afraid of Shemayomus. Of Shemayomus. So, in other words, not if he went to Ibn Salam. If someone, if a Kayan gave a get to his wife, and he says, Harezekitir Shoah has killed his sister, so the wife is not allowed to eat in Truma, because maybe an hour later he'll die. So that means she's already in Kusha. So she's not the wife of the Kayan. She's not allowed to eat in Truma. Then Rome gives the Teretz, over here it's a question of Shem Yomus. So Shem Yomus Hashimah. But in the Mishnah of Amelie getting the Zayam, in the Chizot of Chere, it's a question of Shem Yomus. Shem Yomus is Lurik Hashimah. Shem Yomus Hashimah. But this is the Teretz given by Rome. But Rabbi gives another talent. Rabbi says, by get there is no other aid, because otherwise she will remain in Akuna. So we don't have to do Heshish. Mashiach by Trumo, so she will not eat Trumo. So in other words, so Rabbi, why does Rabbi give these talents? Because Rabbi holds that there is no distinction between Shemanese and Shemanese. The Bali appears to agree with Rabbi. The Shema, the Bali, 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 the Imam the Chayes Rai, Chayes Rai, Agob Shite, the will be gone to me down the Shem HaMes, the Shem HaYomus Ra'ota. The Rav Yude, the Chayes Rai, Shem HaYomus Ra'ota, the Rav Pius Arei, the Intim Zorema, the Chayes Rai, the Shem HaMes Ra'ota, in Kinesh Eskin, she also, Bailo in Pesach Beise, we take her to on the Kinesh Kisali, Bailo in Nero, the Tzor Shei Bailo, Tomei Lufan Nero, the Shor Shei Chavez. So Texas says, if we call it a Bailo in Rabbe, that if we are Chichish, Shem HaYomus, so we have to be Chayshi Shem HaMes, but there is still a distinction between Shem HaMes and Shem HaYomus. Because regarding Shem HaMes, we are not in Chayshi, we are not in Chayshi. So regarding Shem HaMes, regarding Shem HaYomus, so it is Manuel to be Chayshi. So that's why the Mishnah says that if someone, if he came, gives a get to his wife, and he says, so he's not allowed to eat truma, because maybe an hour later, her husband will die. So even though it involves only 1 hour, is my way, we have to be chichish, Shem Yomus. Mashe'inke, regarding Shem Yomus, so we are only chichish, if we are chichish, Shem Yomus, is my way. So we have to be chichish, Shem Yomus, is my way. But Shem Yomus, is my way. Then everybody agrees that we're not Hashish, because otherwise it will be an impossible situation. In other words, an Hashish Kayan will not be allowed to eat Truma unless the husband is with her in the room, and she looks at the husband, and she sees that the husband is alive. But suppose the husband is not out of town, he's in the same house, but he's in a different room. So she's not allowed, let's say the husband is in the bedroom, she's not allowed to eat Truma in the dining room. Why? Because maybe the husband is in the bedroom. Maybe he just died just a minute ago in night. But she just left the room, the bedroom. A minute before she left the bedroom. But maybe Mace is Mamuret. So one thing is sure, that we do not say Shema Mace is Mamuret. We only say, even if we say Hashim and Shema Mace, so it's only is Mamuret. Let's say, maybe get it as a yam. So it took him, he spent on the way a whole year or 2 years, and then, so it's possible to argue, maybe we have to be Hashim Shem HaMes, but with Mam with Shem HaMes, not. But insofar as Shem HaYomus is concerned, so even is Mam with Hashim. This is what he said. All right. Now, I'm sorry if I prolonged it, but I didn't want to stop in the middle of the cases, because last time I was in a hurry, so because of that, I omitted certain things because I wanted to cover the cases. All right. Now, so we'll finish up to the Mishnah of Shulchan Mitzvah. And then, once we reach the Mishnah of Shulchan Mitzvah, so we'll skip the rest of the second period and we'll start with the house.
Gallad and Sukkot Gimel Iyar HaTov Shin Mem Aleph, May 7, 1981, on Thursday.
So then the halacha is that the odin is high misses best. But suppose the odin did spend nine, and the eretz nine he dies more than 24 hours after the akoye. So then, of course, the odin is still a tzeiach, and he's high misses hashemayim, but he's quarter of misses best. That's exactly a kosher. Now, so the halacha is, the Torah says, why is the halacha in the yimayim that if he dies after? After in Israel, so then it's potter, it's best in Kyukasa, the Torah says Kasa. So it's told in the Kinyan, Aguf, in the Kinyan Kasa, that the Lord has in there. Now, in the case where Ruben, let's say, had an Eret Naimi, then he sold the Eret Naimi to Shimon, but he stipulated the first 30 days. After the Mechile, so Ruben stipulated he should have title. In other words, he reserved title in the Eved Knaimi for the first 30 days after the Mechile. So that means that Ruben, for the first 30 days after the Mechile, Ruben has temporary title, and after the 30 days, Shimon has permanent title. But right now, who can be Mishtamish in Eved? Ruben. So Ruben has in effect a king of Peres in the Eved. Shimon already has a king Aguf. After 30 days he'll have everything. But right now Shimon has only the king Aguf, but not the king of Peres as yet, because he cannot be established in the Eved as yet. So the question is, which one of the two Adeni so is subject to the Aloche of Yen Yomai? So, Rebbeya says, Rishi Yeshin in your mind. In other words, if Ruben hits the Eved and the Eved dies after Misrael, so then it's potter of Misi. But if Shimon hits him, even though he dies later, so he's Chayimis. And if Rishi Yeshin in your mind, it is Shutach, Kosova, Kim Peres, Kim Abudda. So, Rebbeya holds Kim Peres, Kim Abudda. that you and me may know Shemini, who is the king of Haguf, even though right now he does not have any Schustashlish in there. So, he's in your mind, Shemini is in your mind, he's in Shul Kasper, because so that he can feel his love, he can have it. And Rabbi Yehisi says, it's his topic. So, maybe both are subject to the din of being in your mind. Anyway, so that maybe Rabbi Yehuda says that Shemini is in your mind, it makes you cast a kosovaki and previous love kicking out of love. So on one hand, review the whole Tiesh prayer, and in prayer. And in prayer, even the case where he stipulated the reality, conscious in the case of Akhmash Achot. So review the certainly holds in prayer, so it's recouped. And on the other hand, review the whole Tiesh prayer, love kicking out of love. Shame yes, you will be mine. So the question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how can anyone, this man of vice, be made to care fully? Unless he is such a Jew, the owner of the Navy is such a Jew, who throughout the generations, so had a history, a tradition, of one father being survived by one son in the yard. So then, it's not Chesed Yehuda. But if let's say, there was a break in that tradition of an ancestor being survived by the Yochi. So then it's already Chidam Yehu, it's Chidam Yehu, so it's not a king of Hagu, it's a king of Peres. So you cannot say the Adoba Shem Satom. It's a very strong cash. The Chidam Yehu, 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 die Rosen sie bekreuen die Taste mit der Rasion und mal tanke und weiß und das soll ja gemeint sein in so nach Hause so fix es gibt die very good times takes a says that when the Gemara says in Achim Gabriel in Yemal that the Jude holds in Peres Lachik in Agudam so in the Mele the Rishen is able to be in Yemal but Shemi is Yeshmi in Yemal it doesn't mean that the Jude holds that King Peres and Rav Kikin Agu don't be collateral code. Only Gabe Yemi Yomayim, because Yemi Yomayim represents a unique child in itself. In other words, one Madoma can hold in collateral code so King Peres is Kikin Agu. Is Kikin Agu. But in Gabe Yemi Yomayim, since the Torah spells out Kihu Kaspe Tachto, in the Torah mentions Kaspe. So, since the Torah spells out Kaspei, so there we have to have a king Aguf Mamish, because the Torah says Kaspei. So, the Mele, so since the Torah mentions you Kaspei, so that means that only one, only an Evet, in whom the Oden has a king Aguf Mamish, not just a king Peres. King Peres is a king Aguf Mamish, but it's not a king Aguf Mamish, he's not allowed. He doesn't own the goof, he only owns the goof in order to have tashmish. So mele, so if it's not it, so here there is a special dress akosa. When Rabbi Yehuda says ki peres lafki ki aguf tome, he means relative to the din of Yemi Yomayim where the Torah mentions kaspei, so we require ki aguf mamish, not just King of Peres. But in Kolatel Kulei, where there is no question, a question of Kaspov. So, Kaspov, so there, even the King of Peres is considered like a king. Alright. The English language, the Dabke Rabbi Yechanan, who the Israeli Hachzor, the Mishuk the Likucha say, Marzir in Zelazé, Avonina Hamaroye, Haveamre, the Abra Gavreim, Reina Eim Marzir, כי דאמרים על מריש כל הגט, ופרק מי סבאים, ומחר הוא לא מרחמנו נהל חבילי, ירושה ומתון לא. נא. There is a מעמד שלי, there is a מחלקס, ורבי יחן, לא יקשי מרבי יולי, דאר מפור השתיים, מי שבקיר סנאי, מי הוא ימיתוך אין פעם זה, ורבי יסים דלקור, וחלסק מי שפול. But that will be soon, at the end of the season. So the other Tanya of Teisa says that the reason is why Rabbi Yehuda is Mitziyot of Rabbi of Sanhedrin, even though on one hand he says he impairs love getting out of one, and in the second text he assumes that when the Yudah says he impairs love getting out of one, it's a collateral good of love getting out of one. And on the other hand, Rabbi Yudah says that even in the case where he stipulates in the very outset, look, Shalos of Achis. So Tetzel said in the Kashe, so coach, in the case of Achis Shachoku, he doesn't stipulate. He certainly says a prayer. He certainly says a prayer. So now Tetzel says the Tetzel. There is no certainty. In other words, just as it is possible to say that one mandom can hold Yesh Breire in the case of Lukshanos Pratis, but Ein Breire in the case of Achim Shacholko, so it's possible to say the converse also. The converse is also possible. In other words, so Rabbi Yudah is possible to say, Rabbi Yudah holds Yesh Breire, Ligabe, Lukshanos Pratis, Ein Breire, Ligabe, Lukshanos Pratis, but Ligabe Achim Shacholko, he'll say, Yesh Breire, and Eima Zer 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 Zer. Why? He says, because just as Gimorah makes its riches, Gimorah doesn't say, Dimecha Rubon Rachmon Lohet Rabbi Yehudu, Yerush Matamon. The Gimorah makes its riches, because Rabbi Yehudu says two halachas, and both halachas are based upon the premise that Abraham, one halacha that Rabbi Yehudu says that is based upon the premise of Abraham is the halacha of Achim Shacholku. So we could say, Umarzir in Zeru Zeru Yehud. That's one halacha. And then there's another halacha that Rabbi Yehudah mentions, if the Baal says to the Sefer, Ksev get Lishi, he has two wives, and both wives are the same name. And he says, and Leize Shekeitzi, the Pesach Trio Agash. And then the Sefer wrote the get, and he had in mind, and he said, at the time he wrote the get, he said, I'm writing this get, Lishma Baal, and Lishma Isha, the wife of this husband, for I'm writing it for whichever wife would go out of the door first. And then he gave her the get. So Rabbi Yehudah says, so there's one mandoma who says that even though the woman is not allowed to get married on the basis of that get, but Rilcha get the Cholachokas it has. And if the husband dies afterwards, so then she's not allowed to marry a kid. And Rabbi Yehudah said, if the get is possible, he doesn't even have Reach get, she can get. If the husband dies, so she's allowed, she's not considered as a grusha, she's considered as an almone, and she can marry a kid. She can marry a kid. Why? Because they pray. So the more as the kashi, why does Rabbi Yehudah have to tell us in prayer in both cases, in the case of Achim Shacholku, the Kuchat Seim Marzir Zal Zer Yehu, and in the case of Ksev Get Lishti Leize, Shekeitzi Pesach Tchila Agarish, that it's in the Megreshes and doesn't even have a Reach Aget and it's a Kshel Yikone, is the same Aloche? So the Gemara mentions its Rechaz. Because, so the Gemara says, if Rabbi Yehudah had mentioned the Aloche, in connection with the case of Ksev Gekulish, Ileize, Shefetzi, Pesach, Trila, Agarish, I could say, but in the case of Achim Shacholku, maybe Rabbi Yehudah will say, Eimar Zer 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 Yehu, because Mecha Hudom Rachmon Elet Rabbi Yehu, Yerushima. So the Gemara doesn't say that there is a Mandoma who says, but the Gemara mentions that in the Tzrichas. So we see from that Gemara that such a story is passed. It just happens that Rabbi Yehudah holds a prayer in both. But we see from the Tzrichas that it's possible for one to say a prayer in the case of Ksev Get Lishti, or in the case of Lukshan Yosef Lafrish, but in the case of Achim Shacholku, the Teimar Zim Zal Zal Yehu. Why? Because Mecha Hudom Rachmon Alayt Rabbi Yehu. Yerushal. Now, Reb Chaim explains the Machlekes. Reb Chaim explains the Machlekes. Reb Chaim is in the Cheshrein. It's on the Indian Volbaster of Achim Shacholku. Kim Shiyot Zogir and Echad Mehem. Kom. Kitchalosi Shal Arz Yisrael. Which is in the Moret of Kuzayim in Volbaster, in the Shnech. So Reb Chaim mentions the Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. Both, I mean, in respect to Rabbi Yochanan's memory, and Rachim Shachol Kol Yikuchasim, who Mamzir and Zer Zeb Yehim, so Rashi explains it, what takes place in Yehim, in the Yehim. The Rambam says, no, they have to switch the Chalukah. So he, at the original Chalukah, so through the Gehom, Rube in Gatzor number one, and she in Gatzor number two, so when the Shnas HaYehim comes, so then, we have to make a new Chalukah. And then, the same thing might happen. And maybe this time the Goyal will determine that Ruben will get Tzolim number two and Shimon will get Tzolim number one. So in other words, it's only chance. It's only chance. That's Rashi. The Rambam Shittim is no, they don't make a new game Chalukah. But they just switch around the Chalukah. So, Abchaim explains the Shiras Rambam. Actually, I mean, Rashi. We should say like Rashi is a sword. Because the only reason is why Rabbi Yochanan says, Achim Shacholku is Marzir and Rabbi Yochanan. Because in Breire, if in Breire, so that means that we cannot say, Hubra Adon Olam Afreya. That when their father passed away, so then, Ruvein got something of Yashin, something number one, and Shimon got to number two. Why? Because at the Chukke, which took place a year after the Pira of the father, so that's how the Goyal determined the Chukke. It's because in Reva, so the subsequent act cannot retroactively determine the nature of the Yerusha a year before, because in Reva, so in Reva, we should say like Rashi. So a new Chukke should be made. Because in Mishnikuchas, why was the Rambam saying new Chalukah is not made? And they only switch around the Chalukah. So if the original Chalukah, so Ruben got to number one and Shimon got to number two, so now they'll have to get, so Ruben will get Sodom number two and Shimon gets to number one. And then when the next year comes, so again they'll switch around. That's the Shem's Rambam. Why do we have to switch around? Let them make a new Chalukah. It's Likuches. So the original transaction has to be nullified. So Rav Chaim explains it on the basis that even though you say, the Rambam Shita is, that even though we say, Ein Breire, and the Achim Shacholku is Marzir and Zer Zevi Eivel, but there is a Halacha in Yerusha. If there is a loch in Yerusha, that a chalukah has to be made. In other words, when, let's say, an ancestor dies, and he has a number of yorshim, so that's the chalukah's deal in Yerusha. How are they going to come in? If there is a yorshim, so he inherits all the power. But if there is more than one son, so it's impossible that everyone should inherit all the property. So it's a deal in Yerusha that it has to be done for Chalukah. A Chalukah has to take place. So Chalukah is an incident of Yerusha. It's not something that is arbitrarily decided upon. Suppose that one neighbor says, I don't want Chalukah. So then, Bezni will force them to make a Chalukah. So in other words, so that's a Chalukah's deal in Yerusha. Chalukah is an incident of Yerusha. So the Mele, when they make a Chalukah, so then, even if we say Abraham, but he gets a Peteras Yerusha, he doesn't get a Peteras, an ordinary barter. It doesn't mean that if we say Abraham, so Achim Shechokum, so it's a barter. Because Ruben gets on the number one, so she gets on the number two. No. In an ordinary exchange, so it's arbitrarily decided upon. Here, suppose they don't want that way. So then Best will force them to make a Chalukah. And whether they like it or not, so they will have to divide the estate between the two Yoshim. Between the Yoshi. So Chalukah is an incident of Yerusha. It's a Chalukah's deal in Yerusha. And it's aimed to be Nechlak. The property in the Chosim are aimed through Yerusha to be Nechlak. So Mele, when finally the estate is divided between the Yoshi, so then, we even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that is Likuchas Eibrele. So, but we cannot say that he doesn't get a Bitiras Yesh. He still gets a Bitiras Yesh. But if we say Yesh Reire, so then we say Hukum Ador Mafreya, that he got what he wanted. But if we say Eibrele, so we say at all. Who says that he got what he inherited? Just because he pushed his... I mean, how do you cast game? So, you put cards in an urn, and then you tell someone to take out the card, and then on each card, you say it's written, to take out one card and another card. And on one card, it's written solid number one, and the other card, it's written Ruben. And it's written Ruben. So, was it determined? That he has to take out these two cards. That's an enough chance. If he had pushed his hand a little further, so the Gero would have determined that way. So if we say yes, so then we say Hukra too, it was determined by chance. But yes, so Hukra Dogolubafreya, the Sodom number one is the Sodom of the Yashi. He was destined to Yashi, Sodom number one. If we say Eibrele, we cannot say Kubrador Matreya, that Ruben was destined to Yashu Sodom number one, and Shimon was destined to Yashu Sodom number two. Just a mere chance, it could have been the other one. So Mele, but whatever he gets, whether he got, so if we say Eibrele, so then we say Kubrador Matreya, that Ruben got what he inherited. And if we say Eibrele, as we say, how do we know that he got what he inherited? Maybe he got the other chayrik. Maybe he was supposed to get the other chayrik. So it's not determined that he inherited this chayrik. But whatever he gets now, he gets it as Yosh. So in other words, if we say Yesh Eibrele, so then we say, the Pshat is as Rav Chaim doesn't say it that way, but I think this is how it has to be explained. If we say Yesh Eibrele, so then he acquired the Bitiras Yerusha in Matreya. Let's say, if the ancestor died the year before, and now is the Chalut. So if we say Yesh Reire, so then we say Ruben acquired Bitiras Yerusha a year ago. So then number one. If we say Eibreire, so we say he didn't acquire it Bitiras Yerusha a year ago. But right now, when he gets it Bitiras Yerusha, because Chalutya is a Chalut's Din Yerusha. So that's why we cannot be mivatir the whole halukah as Rashi says. And we say they have to switch the halukah. This halukah. So in other words, the machlek is according to Rav Chaim. The machlek is between the Rashi and the Rambam is, what does it mean? According to Rashi, so if we say Ibrere, so it means that Ruben gets it between us in exchange, between us in Kuchas. If according to the Rambam, if we say Ibrere, he gets a Bitiras Yerusha. So this is what Jesus means. Now it's Rebude. Rebude holds in Breire Ligabi Yushan Yasulahas. Mashim came Ligabi Yachim Shachoku. So there, since Chaluki is a Chalitz Din Yerusha, and it's a Mikri Cholei, so the Mele, Rebude holds that Imar Zion Zer is a Bieibo, and that Yesh. So this is the second talent of Yesh. Right. Now, the end of prayer is many misachtes in Shas, many misachtes in Sukke, in Erev, in Chul, in Tmure, in Preres, in many misachtes. The year of prayer. Now, how do we pass whether Yesh prayer or in prayer? So Rebbeishe In Beitze, Dachwane Pres, says that Bidereise Yesh Breire and Bidrabonon Ingrid. That's what Rebbeche says. Now, most Rishayim pass like Rebbeche, because Rebbeche says so. That in a matter of the Reise, so Yesh Breire, and in a matter of the Rabbonon, so it's Ingrid. Most Rishayim. However, there are some Rishayim who pass the Rosh in Perikei of Midori. He passes that even with the Reisler. Even with the Reisler. Not like most Rishayim. Most Rishayim passed like Rabbeinu in Beitze, that one has. That with the Reisler in Breire, with the Rabbonon, is Yeshua. But the Rosh in Dorin Perikei, he passes that even with the Reisler in Breire, and also the Ramban, I think that Kuvov in Bolobaska mentions the name of Rabbeinu. Mentions the name of Rabbeinu. That with Rabbonon, that even with Raisi Yeshua, even with Raisi Yeshua. And then there is a Mordechai in Beitze who passes that even with Rabbonon in prayer. But most of them passes, including the Rambam, that with Raisi in prayer and with Rabbonon Yeshua. Now, when we say in prayer, so again there is a Machlokes Hashem. According to Rashi, now, you see, the Shaila of prayer or Rim prayer is mentioned in the Gemara in two kinds of situations. One situation is, let's say, somebody puts up a mirror, it will be true, and because he expects to be able to go 2,000 Am in every direction. If the Chochem will come, so then he's giving up his right to go 2,000 Am in every direction, but he wants to have the right to go 4,000 Am in the middle direction. So he puts the chalitz, he puts it in a house that is 2,000 Am in the Mizrach of the city, and he stipulates, he said, "Im yobichochem l'mizrach yeiru." And v'im lo yobichochem, sa'arei ani bin kei. Arei ani bin kei. That's one type. So that's not whether you say yesh re're, or we say ebre. Now, then the shayla of re're is mentioned in the case of Lukshan Yosef Aras. Now, so, in the case of someone who puts up an eret, then all the Rishayim agree, including Rashi, that if we say in prayer, so that means vada yomir. However, in the case of Lukshan Yosef Lahafis, so there is a machlokes case between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, according to Tesis, in eret daf lamed zayin and obeys. So according to Tesis, so, in the case of Lukshan Yosef Lahafis, let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Shimon, who are Israel, so mainly it means that the Afkoshi is not Chalelo. It's not Chalelo. Everything is Kibatchi. According to Rashi, Chum Dafid Aleph, and according to Rashi, Mile Dafchot Beis, so in the case of Lukshan Yosef Lahafis, since the Sofit is not whether it will be Afkoshi or not Afkoshi. The Afkoshi is the Svara. In the case, if you have a Chocham in Mizrach, how are you living in Mizrach? We know you have a Chocham in Mizrach. How are you making me hear it? So then there is a subject whether the reason is right or is not right. So maybe if we say him right, so it means there is Vada in it. Mashiach in the case of Lukshan was in Afkosh. So there is no subject as to whether he was Mafkosh or not Mafkosh. He was definitely Mafkosh. things. The Akoshi is not contingent upon subsequent event. The identity of the specific looking is contingent upon a subsequent event. But the Akoshi is Vitera's Vadai. So the Akoshi is determined right now. He says that he is Mapris, to looking. But the question is, which to looking? In the case of Yobi Chocham in Mizrach, Yehubil in Mizrach, Vimlo Yobi Chocham, Arayaniki Meire, and even in the case, suppose he puts up the ear in another way, the Mishnah discusses that case too. If Yobi, he doesn't know in where the Chochem will come, because the Chochem has two ways. He can approach, he can come to the city from the Mizrach side, and let's say, suppose here is the city, and the Chochem is in the city here. Now, he can go here and be Shabbos 2,000 Amor in the Meir direction, or the Chochem can travel this way and stay on the road 2,000 Amor in the Meir direction, in the Mizrach direction. So, suppose he sets up an Erev, a Ruvi Tumi, and he doesn't know when the Chochem will come from the east or come from the west. So, Mele, he sets up an Erev and he says, in here, in Yom Yechochem in Mizrach, Yehud in Mizrach, in Yom Yechochem in Mizrach, Yehud in Mizrach. So, even in that case, the Erev is not definitely determined, because, two, he expects the Chochem to come either to the Mizrach direction or to the Maya direction. But it's possible that he will not come altogether, neither in the Mizrach direction nor the Maya direction. He anticipates that he'll certainly come, he doesn't know. But there is a possibility. It's not a Vadai that Chochem has to come. He might decide not to come altogether. So the Mele, the whole Erev, the Chalitza Erev is in Sofik, he's moved to the Sofik. So in that case, even Rashi is made. So there is no air. Not the Lucy Sophic air. Mashain came in the case of Lukshan Yosef Afkus. So the Halisha Foshe is not contingent upon his subsequent event. The identity of the specific looking of wine, which were Tumo, is contingent upon his subsequent event. In other words, whether it will be two looking of Truma on top of the barrel, which will pour off after Shabbos, or it will be at the bottom of the barrel, or it will be at the center of the barrel, or it will be at this corner, at that corner. The identity of the specific to looking is contingent upon the subsequent event. It all depends. What will pour off? Will it pour from here or pour from here? But the Halish, of course, in general, is determined right now with the Rasvada. Only the identity of the specific portion of wine is contingent upon a specific event. So Rashi Shite in Chum Dapudalet and the Mila that forbids sins, even the Madonna who says Imre. But so why is Imre there? Because the identity of the specific portion of wine is not determined until it will be determined by some specific event. But the Halisha Foshi in general is determined right now. Right now is determining the two looking out from which two looking? The two looking here or the two looking here. So there, that is not determined as yet. That is not determined as yet. But the Halisha Foshi, the two looking out from is determined right now. So even if we see, even according to Rabbis, even according to Rabshinim, and Rabbi and Rabbis, who say, so we do not say that the two looking are definitely, that he pours off on Sunday, are definitely tomorrow, but we say, it's a suffix, which two? Since the Halisha Foshi in general is determined. So that is not calling the Shire or the Yeshua or Yeshua, because there is no suffix that they are to look for. The suffix is which to look for. So Mele we say, to look in Atum, but which to look in Mele. So Mele, so what is the net result? It's Trumo, then it's Niure. In other words, there is Trumo, but it's Trumo, and Chum Murokim Zebazeh. a contrast. According to Theseus, in Eros and upon Zion, even though the Chalitza, of course, in general, is not contingent, but since the specific portion of the Tumudim, which Tumudim is contingent, the identity of the specific Tumudim is contingent upon a subsequent event, so we say in Eros, so in Eros, it's Vadaim Ufresh, so it's Vadaim. According to Rashi, Chum Daf Yud Aleph, it's Truma V'Chum Rome Zebaze. It's Truma V'Chum, so it's Midume, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Tesis, in Erev Nachon and Zayin, so it's not Mufresh, Bivada. As a matter of fact, Tesis, in Erev Nachon and Zayin, mentions a Shite of the Mari, one of the Balatesis, who agrees with Shite of Rashi. But there is a Machlekes Hashem. But the Machlekes Hashem is only in regard, the Machlekes Hashem is only in regard to the case of Lukshan Nosim Rafish. But in the case in Bochochon Mizrach, in Yerubin Mizrach, in Waba Eit in Meiri, or even in the case in Bochochon Mizrach, in Yerubin Mizrach, in Bochochon Meire, Aril Meire, so then Rashi is made that it's nowhere. It's not something. Because over there, the whole fact of an era, of any era, so is contingent upon a subsequent event. Because the Chochem might not come altogether. Neither in Mizrach nor in Meir, even if he sets up two Eruvim. So it's not definitely determined, the Chalais HaYer. So the Rashi is made that the thesis that it's not Chal altogether. But in the case of Lukshan, Rosik Lahatvich, so there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Now, then we have the Rambam passages like Rabbeinu in Beitze, that from the Ches, that with the Reisei Zeybrei, still the Rambam passages, let's look at the Ksei Ketunishi. The Rambam Paskins, in Perigim of the Chazgera Shema, Wachet Aum, Yeser Alkei, Oma Leseite, Ksei Veizu Shearza Agarish Be, because of Haseite Rao Dazu, Vigirish Be Achas Me, Hareizu Sofi Girish. Now he passed like a way, that with the Raisi Yesh Breire, and with Rabbonon Eivre, That's neither like Chabmeya nor like Chabmeya. Because Chabmeya says, yes, Rebbe. And Rebbe Yudah says, hey, Rebbe, baby, the Raise, baby, the Rebbe. But Rebbe Yudah says, and most Rishayim pass by Rebbe Yudah, that with Raise, hey, Rebbe, with Rabbonon, yes, Rebbe. With Rabbonon, yes, Rebbe. So the Rambam passes, Oma Lisitra, yes, Rebbe, Oma Lisitra, Ksing, ואיזו שארץ הגרש בו, בקוס וסיפר על דעת זו, וגירש ביחס מהם, הרי זו סופי גירש. So the Rambam Paskins only סופי גירש. סופי גירש. I mean, Rabbi Yechani says that אפילו די חגתם, and Rabbi, and Rambam Paskins, the סופי גירש. So the Rambam Gittin, and the Kesefnishne, they both explain this as Rambam, that, אין לך נאמר, the man normal who says, אין ברירה, so then she's ודאי למדרשס, אפילו ראי חגת אין ברירה. But, the rabbi she says, אין ביצה, בדראי זה, אין ברירה, בדרבון יש ברירה, so the שיש הרמב״ם is, why does rabbi she say, why does rabbi she say, that בדראי זה, it's יש ברירה, אין ברירה, and בדרבון יש ברירה, Why should there be more Pshach? If Yesh Breire, Yesh Breire. Why should there be? So, and this, so, So the Shikas Rambam is, this is how the Rambam explains the Shikas Rambam, that according to Rabbi Yishev, so Yesh Kriya Leisok. So the reason as to why we say the right Sefer Kriya Leisok, because speaking the right Sefer Chukra, so that's why we say that Ebrele, if the Ebrele would be the Chukra, but if the Yesh Kriya would be the Chukra, so then it's Yesh Kriya. When Rabbi Yishev, in other words, according to the Rambam, when Rabbi Yishev says, with the right say, Ebrele, with the Rabbon and Yejrele, so Yam Shoshrei will come in, Perikei, he says, no, it's with the right say, Zebrele, with the Rasvadai, with the Rabbon and Yejrele, with the Rasvadai. But according to the Rambam, the reason is why, the Rambam passes, that with the right say, is able, the reason is why Rabbi Yishev passes with Raisa in Brele, because according to Rabbi Yishev it is offered. So, in other words, so the Rambam's Pshat in Rabbi Yishev is similar to Rashi's Pshat in Rabbi Yudeh in Brele. But there is one difference. When Rashi says in Rabbi Yudeh in Brele, that the Rabbi Yudeh says in Brele, it only means that it is a Sophic. So that's only Rashi limited only to the case of Rukshan Yosef Lahafrish, where the Afroshe of the Maiseir is determined right now, beyond the shadow of the doubt. The Afroshe of the Maiseir, the Afroshe of the Tumah. He says, Shnei Rukin Shan Yosef Lahafrish Yei Tumah. So he says that they are Tumah right now, but the identity of the specific to Rukin is contingent, is not determined. But a chaleis of truma or of maaser in general is determined by that. So in such a case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is something. In the case of Yivoch Chochom Mizrach, Yehuda Mizrach, Yivav, Harei Anik Meiri, or even in the case of Yivoch Chochom Mizrach, Yehuda Mizrach, Yivoch Chochom Meirot, Yehuda Meirot. So in that case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says in Breire, So the Meire, it's not Chal at all, not in the Sofik. Because over there, the whole Chaleis of the Eire is Mutu Sofik. So, when does Rabbi Yehuda say, Eire is a Sofik, in which I was in Afrish, where the Chaleis of the Afroshe is not Mutu Sofik, the identity of the specific Tulugin, or Tenugin, or Nainugin is Mutu Sofik. Now, in this case, so, the whole Chaleis Agereshim, the whole Gereshim, is mutu misafik. Because he said to the same fair, Ksei Veizu She'alza Agarishme. But he might decide to divorce neither wife. But it's necessarily determined that one of the wives he has to divorce. That in itself is mutu misafik. He says so. This is his intention right now. But it might change his mind and not to divorce either. So in other words, the whole Chaleis Agarishme is mutu misafik. In the case where the whole Chaleis Agereshim is with the Sofik, so then according to Rashi's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, that we say, Ebrele Sofik, so that's only when the Chaleis in general is not is determined, but the specific, the identity of the specific thing is contingent upon a subsequent event. But in the case where the whole Chaleis is with the Sofik, is contingent upon a subsequent event, let's say here, it's contingent upon his ultimate divorcing a wife. He might decide not to divorce anyone. So in such a case, even according to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda will be made that it's vadayim get. But the Rambam Shite in Rabbi Yehuda is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's isofik, yesh reire or any reire. So that applies on Tisofik even in the case where the whole Chaleis is contingent upon a subsequent event. Alright. Now, Omama. Mishim Rabgeisi Agwili Omru Afin Keisvin of Gitin Oshin. My time with Rabgeisi Agwili. The time. Say fair, Rabbi is called over. Talmud Leimah, Because Avlo Mikomo came. How do we know, I mean, that everything can be used to write again? Not after the Sefer, it can be written on an old shelzayis and on wood and on metal and everything. It can be written and engraved upon anything. How do we know? Because since the Torah says, because of, now the Torah could have written, so Rashi explained it, because of Mikomok, the Motzele Yichta, we know something of the Sefer. I mean, there is no superfluous word, not a superfluous letter in the Torah. So why did the Torah have to say, Vikosav, was it that this is Vinosav Yonah? The Torah could have written, Vinosav Yonah Sefer Kriss. Naturally, I mean, how could the Sefer Kriss come into being? By writing it, so the Torah spells out, Vikosav was Sefer Kriss. So that is Mabbe, that Nadavke is safer, let's say, parchment or paper, anything, even a leaf of an olive or a piece of metal or a piece of wood, yeah. And anything, it can be written, it can be engraved. Because of Mikom, it came back on the Lema Sefer. So the question is, since the Torah, by using the expression, because of, when the Torah could have written, could have used the expression, we know some of it. After all, the Torah mentions Vinosan anyway. So why does the Torah have to mention Vinosan over in the book because of to advise us that it can be written on anything, not after parchment on paper. So why does the Torah say that? Because of Lord Christus. Because of Lord Christus. Why say for Christus? In came at home, see my sefer. Little, Mazin of Roshi, the Lord Chai, Vinei Chai, I've called Roshi, Chai, Vinei Chai, Vinei Chai. Virabonon. So, if the Torah had written, if it had been mentioned in the Torah because of law, basic patricius, then we would have to explain the possibility the way you say that basic. But the Torah doesn't say because of law, basic patricius, in a book. But Hashi Yassif Sefer, so it's just going down with us. So Sefer does not mean book in the sense something that is usually used to write upon or to engrave upon, you see. I mean, because you see, parchment is most commonly used, but people sometimes inscribe certain things and you too, they engrave. So, since he doesn't say Bei Sefer, so Sefer means with Sefer's Vorim bound with us. What it means Sefer's Vorim, in other words, that he has to spell out that he divorces. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so it's not enough to write in the Gekariah and tell the Cholodon. He has to say, So Sefer means with Sefer's Vorim. The Rabbonon, now the Rambam says, I saw a Vorim, the Ikea. The Rambam says, So the Rambam mentions two halachas of krisis. One halacha of krisis is point number gimel. Point number aleph is shaligalish yishol betzei. Point number two is vishigalish bechsav lo yidavrach. Point number gimel is vishigiyeh inyan aksav shigirshom yisirom kiyone. That's a inyan of krisis. Point number dalet is the shiye yoni dover akiris bin olino. It's two separate halachas of krisis. Point number dalet shiye yoni dover akiris bin olino means that if he's migalish a sister, he says, Ariat Mijereshes, I'm nashe le teuchim le isobich le ilom. In other words, he remains, he keeps certain ties maintained between them. In other words, he wants to impose his control upon her. She should not for any time in her lifetime visit her father's home. So that's Ichisom in Chrisis, because Chrisis means that she has to be divorced and separated and separate. In such a way that there will be no strings attached. No strings will remain attached between him and her. That's in Yoni Gavakir, if you know. Lakuke the case, Harizin Kite, Hamash, the Tilchel, is on a label. But then, she means, Aksav, she gives you a seal of the Yoni means, let's say, that it has to spell out. It has to be mentioned explicitly in the get that he's divorcing her. And that she will not be attached to him in any way. So that's Shirazon. So point number two, that's the crisis of Shirazon. So this is the pshat in saying. Hashlich Sipsing was Shirazon Balmas. The Rabbono, Hai Vikosa of my Tashabe. So Rashi explains it. The Rabbono, King the Sefer Lafu, Klafu, Hai Vikosa of Law, Winstak, where Rabbis called over. The Mehicha Tesla, Yachim, Chodoba, Mixibose. The Yitzrich, Lashvimah Shekhudom HaKosholach, Bishleime, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Tzeifer implies it means it has to be a book. It has to partake of the nature of the book. What partakes of the nature of the book? So even a piece of metal, a metal plate, or a log of wood, can also partake of the nature of the book. Because of that Rosh, because of the Kodesh. So we understand, since according to Rabbi Yossi, which Sefer has reference to a book, so then I would say, what is a book? Parchment is a book. Paper is a book. But a leaf of an alum, or a plate of metal, or a log of wood is not a book. So that's why the Torah has to say, because to be malve any kind of a book. Even a book that is constituted by log of wood, by metal plate. All right. But according to the Rabbon, Sefer is not descriptive of it. Sefer is descriptive of Sefer's loving. So Meheicha Teisei, one should say that on a log of wood you cannot write again. Why not? What's wrong with log of wood? According to the BAC, that Sefer is as reference to a book. So without the special Tosakosov, I would say a log of wood or a leaf is not a book. Mashainki, according to Rabbanon, Sefer doesn't mean book. Sefer means Sefer Zvoni. So why does the Torah have to say because of law? Even the Torah didn't write because of. Even the Torah had written Vinosa law, Sefer Chrisus. I would also know that a get can be written on a log of wood. Because Meir HaTei say it should not be written on a log of wood. So, the Rabbon and Hayy Kosa, Mai. So it's completely superfluous. According to the Beis, it's not superfluous. Because according to the Beis, if the Torah didn't say the Kosa, and since the Torah says Sefer, it has to be a book, I would say only on parchment, not on wood, not on metal. But according to Rabbonon, the Torah doesn't say it has to be written in a book. It has, so why not on wood and on a paper plate? How because of my Tarshe Bey? How will we boil away? Because even the Mizgareshes, the Kesef, Salda, the Hamino, the Mizgareshes, the Tzila, Vai, Ma, Vai, the Kesef, the Tzim, the Kesef, Komash, the Rabbi Yisagli, now the Rabbi Yisagli needs the Posik of the Kosef to advise us that it can be written on metal or on wood. So it cannot be used to darshan, to deduce that Vixilin is Gereshim is Gereshim Bekesef. So how does Rabbi Yisagul know this aloche that the Ilim is Gereshim Bekesef? At all, we should learn how to Hekesh. Right? We should learn Hekesh, Yitzir Avayim, Avayim Kesef, Av Yitzir Bekesef. So Rabbi Yisrael learns out that she cannot be misgareshes through Kesef because Sefer came so in the Maracha Kesef. V'yidoch and Rabbanon. So the question is, so why do they need the Posik of the Kosak to learn to deduce that in misgareshes through Kesef this aloche can be deduced from Sefer Kesef in the Maracha Kesef? Ahuni boyle in the Maracha Kesef bein odino. That's the other thing of Kesef. Kedikan, הרי זה גיטח על נשא לפשת יין, אבל נשא לתיל חיל בי צוביך, ראים אומן זה קריסס, כל של שניים הרי זה קריסס. קריסס, וידוך, מקורס, קריסס נפקה, because it could It could have been written the Gnosan law, or the Gnosan Biodo, the Gnosan law Sefer Kores. Why do we say Krisus? Vidor Kores Kokris es Moidash. Now the Rashi. Sefer, because of the situation, Sefer Klavna, and for Dolor, the case of law. Kiruach Eitz, all the Zayt, because of the Komo Kemos, and the Gnosan law, Sefer Krisus. I am Kosa, because of the Sefer Krisus, Sefer Kitramme. Da I see the Klav, Hashbich, Sefer, is a Klav, in a Kosan Gaben, she nicht a Polo, or the Braget, Komo Sefer, Sefer Zvorim, Krisus, Dvorim, she in Kirsim, Mapkin, and Eir. In other words, the get has to contain clear words of Christus. In other words, if there is any ambiguity as to whether the husband means to divorce her, so then the get is no get. And that's the reason as why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if he writes the get, Ariyat Mitelech Lecholodom, but if he doesn't find the day to have a Moye, Sefer Teruchim, we get a Shevuki, we get Peturim, so the get is no get. No, yet. There was a movement by certain rabbis in Israel about 20 years ago to translate the get in Hebrew, and went very more closely. Rav Hupner Zechen Rokhe was very, very vehemently opposed against it. And they were right, because since there is a loche of Sfiras Dvori, and in other words, that the get has to contain clear words of divorcement. So in other words, now this new sech that is never made, so that is from the Kabmeni Mami Bizman Chazal, they use that Russian. Now if we are going to translate it into Hebrew, so who is such an expert to be able to translate every word exactly into Hebrew? It's not so easy to translate. The best thing is to use the traditional nusach that was used in Mechazal, so then we won't have any mistakes. But once we are going to translate it, then there can be all kinds of problems. Because the question is, what does the Ruchin mean? Maybe the Ruchin has to be translated into another Hebrew word. Can anyone be sure? I mean, who is such an expert to say, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the Ruchin in Hebrew is this word? Maybe it's something else. So the best thing would be not to translate it, but to use the same music. Hoeses ukosei bein rionis. Rionis panis lo is kshev. That if somebody makes the suke between the rionis, so in other words, he doesn't use the branches of the tree as ha. In other words, there is agi, but he has branches. And he wants to use the branches, the trees, as panis. So, is kshev. Omer abach ve'yakoi. That if it's in Yechil Lamed, Beruach Mitzuyo Shebeyabosho, so even though it happened that on Sukkot, the whole Sukkot, there was no wind, it was so hot, and there was no wind, so still the Sukkot is Psalm, because as long as it couldn't withstand a usual way, so the middle of that mechitze is no mechitze, even though it lasted for all the 7 days of Sukkot. So, Eises, not Eises, because we know one is, we want Islamis Lokshero, Vokozo, we all say, but everybody knows that a Ruach Mitzuyo always keeps on moving the Nefe, Hoetz, the branches, the leaves and the branches of the tree. So it's in the Yechil Amin in the work. Hochemaskinon, because in other words, that Oasis, because in the Yuronis, the Yuronis, Famis Lokshemo, has reference to the case where the trunks, I mean, what moves with the wind? The leaves moves with the wind. And if you have very light branches, so it also moves to and fro with the wind. But the trunk of the eggs doesn't move with the wind. So in other words, when the Mishnah says, the one is Kvanis Lokshemo, it means, in other words, there were such heavy stems that they themselves supplied in the chitze. And the trunks, the stems of a tree, don't move with the wind, unless you have a very thin, young tree. So then even the stem and the trunk of the tree can move with the wind. But if it's an old tree, so the trunk of the tree will not move to and fro with the wind. So, but usually the stem, many times the stem is not so high as to be 10 foot. So then you begin the attack to the branches, and the branches usually do move with the wind. So the Gemara says, don't play the Hutzemidaf. In other words, when he puts up Hutzemidaf with some cunning to so as to make it tight, that they should not move with the wind. Yohamai Nehre. So what kind of thing is it? Maori Tei. Now, many sukkahs are made out of canvas, and everybody knows that the canvas sukkah, so when there is wind, even ordinary wind, so then it starts blowing the tefillins in such a way that anyone who sits in the sukkah while the wind blows against the tefillins is always afraid lest it will turn over with the whole sukkah, that the men will turn over. So some said that this kind of sukkah made out of canvas is possible. But the Kiryas Sefer says, the Chazni says it, is I think it's in the Gimel, the Chazir, the Chazish, but the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit, says it in Peridalet of the sukkah and Ramah. So he says, he raises a very simple question, as a matter of fact. I mean, if you are going to say that anything that is not in your ruach, so is not in chitzin, so then you have to make real balls, because even if you make a sukkah out of balls, but if it's not real balls, not solid balls, so then an ordinary wind will always push it. The average sukkah, even if it's made out of balls, so if the wind will blow against it and it will start shaking. So there has to be a limit. So unless you say even if it moves in mashu, so it's considered, so then most of the sukkahs that are made in Chicago or New York or in any city in the United States are absolute. So then you have to build solid walls. Very few sukkahs are built that way. So the Mabit says that when we say kol mechitzo shenichilu ami beruach mitzuyeh mechitzo, and we want his funniest one, so the nave is a nave, so only if he obviously be hutzen dachmen, the Gemara Neirav says that bushes can only be used as a mechitze, because by the Shabbos, if you tie the bushes, so it's only if we now tie the bushes, so they'll move 3 tvachim. But suppose they'll move, but less than 3 tvachim, let's say less than 9 inches, so then it's considered the Chelal Yomar. And it's Mistaba, even though no one mentions it. The Mabit, the Chazanish mentions it, and the Mondem Shein, the Mabit is the only one who mentions it. But it's not Mistaba to say that even if it moves less than 3 tvachim away from its original position, that it's considered in the Chelal Yomar. Because if that is so, even if it moves in Mashu, it's considered in the Chelal Yomar. So most sukkahs are possible. Most sukkahs are possible. Unless someone made a sukkah of real solid walls. I mean, very few make sukkahs like that. Certainly the canvas sukkah, so when it starts blowing, and some of the canvas sukkah, so they move even more than 3 tvachim, some of the canvas sukkah. So when you build a sukkah out of canvas, so you have to tie it, and you have to support it with the same things, with slats. Otherwise, it might move even 9 inches or more than 9 inches. But if we say, as the Mabit says, that only if it moves 3 tvachim, then it's possible. But if it moves 2 and 4, but less than 3 tvachim, it's considered the Chelal Amid Meruach, so then most of the sukkahs, of the canvas sukkahs, can be made into sukkahs chairs, if they are supported by slats properly. But if they are not supported by slats properly, so then the average canvas sukkah, when the wind blows against it, it moves more than 3 tvachim. Alright. Tosh, ho yoshom yon egeder, o in chitzas akadim, nid mishum yomet, regabe kasi beroetz, سودی تا وقت دیم هستن آمده ایشون دوباره گروت زدی دادگو دوش ما یه مامی سخلوره این میبی که بیم دوباره شدیش تو خیلی تاون دادگو اما یا کوزمیو آسی سو ایشون سو کوزم آسی هستن آمده دوباره وای بی هوت زدی داد یه خیلی تاون تو بیکوه اولو ما گفته باید رفیشوا این تاون تو بی او بی سعی می اول بی سعی سو این ماری دید تلیت میشون یه همه دیرشه تشمیشه او عبیر بخون دیرشه تشمیشه او عبیر میتاو کنیز سای درزی ای درابونو that if این خیصه was not یکت بودیر if این خیصه was یکت بودیره like a house like a house so then no matter how large it is many many miles it can be a thousand miles the wall of the house can be even a thousand extend for a thousand miles so it's in خیصه but if let's say Gino let's say, you know, a palace that is not, you put up a fence and a gino and a palace. So it's not in there. It's not in there. So then, if it is more than society that was the size of the Hatzara Mishkan. So, in other words, so that was 100 by 50, 100 times by 50. So if it is more, if the area is more, then a piece of land that is 100 by 50 ames, 100 times by 50 ames, so then you're not allowed to be without in. So that's why it says in the town of the society, you should have a kira shetash mishel, a lavion, a kira shetash mishel, a lavion in the town of the society. Elohim came in a harbor with a shield in society, a tzara mishel, she shields and also hachon and yuchom hekev, she in the deal. The God will become, have a confidence, ואם טעו כמובן, אבל בסך ארבעה מאיסף של אודו, והי קיבי בידיים הוקה פוליטירה, אפילו יצר ביססאי מטעו. זאת אומרת, אופק, נראה לי איזה מחלקת בין רב לזר ורבי יחנן. אקורית רב לזר, אין יחיצה דת ווסנת הוקה פוליטירה, אין אם תזמור את הנחת פסייס ונחצר בסמישקו. אם בעיר יזמור, תן 100 by 50 אמץ, תן בעיר יאובי, 100 by 50 אמץ, so then it's not in יחיצה מדרייסי. It's not a Rishayoch in the Reise. And if somebody will throw a chifetz from a Rishisarabi into a gino that is more than base society, that has the chitzeh and he will not be higher house. Because with the Reise it's not a chitzeh, it's not a Rishayoch. However, Rabbi Yechanan says that it's only a rabbon. It's only a rabbon. And we pass like Rabbi Tosh. שובה זה מתאו שלו ביעשור, הוא אומר, מה אני אסע בצסאי? וכן בנקד, אם יהיה לי קרק, שהוא עוד מכסור, הוא אומר, מה אני אסע בצסאי? וכן, כמו פצורו בשביל סנקים בצסר, מהל לחזקו לו בחוץ על אלפיים אמו, אף אגב ביקורק, עוזו הוא בעוסק, בו תצנעת עם החיצה שיוכלו עמד נרוח, זה נמרסס, עושה נאמה לא בבל בהוד זה נדאפ, אולי, תוציא לרשת. בדימון נצבר את זה שום חלק, אבל הם נכנסו. נכנסו, שנכיל למה ידעו אך מציאו שהוא אך מליחון מביאו. ביקש לי לא נסכי לי לא, הוא אין כנגד שרחובו פעמים שעה פני מן הדייפה. דיום את מליגן כנגד, כי נכנס את פני לא רוח, ושם משבור מולי החול כאילו. הוא יושב מפס ורואי סקוי, הוא יובח את הפי סימון שהוא לבעמו לחוצר, הוא יגן אמרו בעמו לעמו, כוגל הסתם של אבונים, ביצור שיעמו לעמו כברכאו כאי, ולשתי נחיצס, עמו למצרח ועמו ליצור פן, אוי מידורי, סוגסת את יובדים, את יוסד אב, ונפס ורואי, אין לקורנס, יומד בייס המילים, שויות מכאן וכאן, שמכאן איתו לך חונן עליה, המייס על אורץ נפיקון מאי, ורי שיעמי קופים סוב על גם פתאום הוא מרבוי, הוא מחיץ את זוג ביעשון בפנים, שעמי פורחו, ובגיעים היונו, יורך את עשו, יורד אמרו, ותחתאו, משמסות אירסו, וכי נקלגירו, ותחתאו, וכי נקלגירו, וכל מה שהוא קודם, אבל הוא מרבו לי, ותחתאו, בכלל, אלו אם כן, אין ההבל, שבזה סיין, כצרה בישקן, ששיעור עוד נוסחה חומית, וכל עקב שלו ידוע, ואם גודם הוא מכאן, הרי קרלס, ואם איתן פובר בשיחה בבית שלו, והייקים בגדיים מוקף, ומדירו אף, ואיזו מסיין איתן פובר, שתשמיש על האוויר, אין עשי עוד ירוזו אל מצל החוויר, שחוץ לו, הוא איש נראה סודס, ואינו חשוב עוד דירו, להתיר הקב גודם, ששום אז מתאירו, כי נשאי אימא לא עוד אמרו בתאירו ביעזור, וכל השום שביסוסי, In other words, let's say a park. Even in the parks, usually the parks don't have fences, certainly not full fences. But even if a park will have full fences, but it will be larger than society, than the Chatzar Mishkan, you will not be allowed to carry in that park. Gubo asuyo, mishisim ebreishis, vikomo ktsuro bentso, mishibelis leis aso, makin nisobu, and mishis nil lehen, zesayin, lehen yisem ka, lo nasis lidio, yutcha malech eskulo limocho, vichutsu ba opayin, vichol klovo, hoyo vishom aze bavum, vinyin mavu ka abamis, yom kim shise, ulo chedo ka yu ba abamis, yu ab leisem abamis, my malech eskulo yin kedo yin chitsis na be abamis, vikim shise yisrael. The high we start up. We put on a dynamic, so it became a pass of a bone mila, mocking, and mocking, when McCoy needs a clamber there, became who can hit us with the host of the Asra and the Dazi, the hit us away. The heck can be the same shape. She really started to talk about the eating for what? So what I say is, the business fights in the Hitze, you only play in the Hitze, has she bought in the Hutze with after the Spales and Spales, and it had your opinion. We got one. Yachat Tzomit M'chaski Zuezu, and they don't move with the money. Okay. So, the next year, so we'll start the third day. All right?